It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last night, Mike, everyone seems to be questioning, or at least, you know, the naysayers. I do not. I think this was the right decision. Brian Snicker turning to Iglesias for a potential five-out save. Did you have an issue with it?
No, I mean, because, guys, Deisbel Hernandez, he started a little struggle there. And all of a sudden, you watch now. Look, I don't know what your expectations for Bryce Elder was. I think giving up three runs in four innings, about is what we should expect from him at this stage. But unfortunately, the Dodgers chipped away, and then Hernandez wasn't really giving you confidence. So you know what? Snicker, and you'll hear the soundbite, but you know, basically feeling I've got to do something a little dramatic here to get this thing to nip, you know, stop the bleeding. You know, and so it's funny. You guys say Snicker should get fired, and oh, he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's grasping the seriousness of the moment, and he does something. And it's not like Iglesias hadn't thrown yet because they had many games to save.
No, I agree, Mike. I thought it was the right decision. And by the way, you pitch to the best hitter in baseball. This dude is unbelievable, and that could have been anybody, but because of the way things have gone for us, it felt like a gut punch because you were like, why would we do that? Snit did the right thing. Here's what he said about that decision.
So he hadn't pitched. He's pitched one time in 10 days. I almost went with him just to let him have two innings. So I figured like I could come in there and get a ground ball, but he's well-rested and you know, it's something that he did a lot last year. I didn't want to do something like that this early, but it's kind of like, you know, I wanted to try and go after this game, and he's our best pitcher right there.
Yeah, man, the earned runs are on Hernandez's sheet, but, you know, unfortunately, he can't close it out in the eighth, and then things obviously get worse when you have a guy who's the best player on the planet come up in the ninth.
Shohei's pretty good. Here's what Snit said about Shohei Ohtani, by the way, and, you know, look, you don't get to pick and choose. Obviously, the lineup's a lineup, and this is why you try to maneuver and you put your best pitchers in there. And again, I would roll with Iglesias anytime in this situation, considering the circumstances where we're 0-for. But Snit had this to say about Ohtani.
Yeah, you don't like seeing him come up anytime, really. But you know, he's a special player. This thing's hard. This game is hard. It's hard, and especially in this position that we put ourselves here. So we just got to keep fighting and eventually get out of it.
Yeah, the walk-off home run. I got a kick out of Mark Bowman from MLB.com. He goes, that was really the only fitting way this road trip from hell could end.
It's true. I mean, like everything that you possibly could imagine to start the season. So Iglesias last night, again, you know, he walked Will Smith, gave up that tying two-run double to Max Muncy, and then two batters later, you know, you come up ninth inning, Andy strikes out, Andy Pages, and then ball game. Like, that's how it played out. But let's talk about the hitting, Mike, because this is the other side of things, and then we'll let you hear what Austin Riley had to say about his performance. Bases loaded, second inning. Was that the moment where you thought this game got away from us? Because, again, we got nothing out of it.
Well, you got in the sixth inning, you had bases loaded with nobody out. You know, that's the one where I'm like, yeah, you go back and you look at the scenarios that present themselves, and you remember Blake Snell only goes four innings.
That's right.
So you chase him. Of course, you know, it's one of the best pitching staffs in all of the show. But, yeah, that's the one that when I said, yeah, that's about, you know what? Can't lie to you. That's when I fell asleep. Trump walks. Harris pinch hits for Eli White. He singles. And then Albie singles to left. So bases are loaded.
Yeah.
And then the bear comes in, flies out to center. Riley gets struck out looking. And then Olsen flies out to shortstop. So talk about, like, bases loaded with nobody out. It's 5-3. You can break this game open, and I mean, you go out with a whimper.
So we were the worst in Major League Baseball in runners in scoring position before yesterday. We were 1 for 35. 5 for 15 in yesterday's game.
Oof.
So that is not a winning formula.
No, and the runs you scored, some of that was because you had an error in left and an error in third base. They were unearned runs. But, I mean, like, as you said on Twitter last night, we'll take it, but still, it's not like you're raking.
No, man. I mean, like, I just wanted to see the bats come alive. And, by the way, credit to the lineup. And Snit was like, look, I love Snit. He said, what are we going to do, not hit with the guys he put out there? What are we going to do, not score runs? And we actually put five on the board. Here's Austin Riley, first and foremost, talking about coming home, and he is not expecting to get booed, Turtle. Here's Riley.
Got an off day tomorrow, and we get to go play in front of the best fans. So, we got that to, you know, look forward to and clean some things up. We just got to play good baseball. That's bottom line. Offensively, we just got to play better baseball.
Best fans in MLB, Mike. Let's pick our guys
That's
up.
That's right. Turtle wants you to be booing these guys tomorrow night. What kind of world do you live in, Turtle? And as I said to Carl earlier, no one's going to boo at the Braves game, because if you boo at the Braves game, man, they'll probably get you thrown out of the stadium. I mean, who's going to boo the Braves? The Braves come out of the dugout. You're going to be right there. Boo! Are you the dirty looks and the vibe. And anybody who's ever been to a Braves game, if you even criticize somebody who's not performing, most Braves fans go, excuse me, sir, we don't do it like that here in Braves country, I say. Take that negativity and walk out to the concourse, I say.
They've not done anything to be booed.
Yeah, look, guys, it's a brutal start.
We started with the best two teams in Major League Baseball. It happens, man. We're going to be fine. We're just not that good right now.
Look, you want to boo somebody, boo some of the executives up in the suite. Not Alex, the guys who don't let him spend the money on the stuff we need.
Here's Austin Riley, Mike. He took ownership of this, man. Yep. He was like, look, that was a big spot in the game. Bases loaded, one out. Here's Riley.
From a personal standpoint, it's honestly embarrassing what I've displayed offensively, and I've got a lot of work to do. It's from an offensive point, you know, there's no excuses. It's embarrassing. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, right there at the bases loaded, you know, one out with me, you know, I no excuses. I got to get it done. It was not good whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, embarrassed was the word you heard from a lot of players in the post game. Frustrated. I saw that when I rewatched it this morning. Boy, that was a drag.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just.
Well, I stayed up. And after the home run, you know, you know how we get. When these games play out, whether it's a game winner or goal or whatever it might be, like when it's our team, you know, you end up like, oh. And I ended up, Mike, probably staying up a good 45 minutes after I wanted to go to bed. Because we talked about it yesterday. I was tired. I was like, oh, I'm going to stay up. Hopefully I get a chance to see the end of the game. And I'm in, like, I'm up 45 minutes after the game just going, you know, come on. So I hear you, man. I mean, the frustration is real. I appreciate Riley owning that and saying, you know. But embarrassment? I don't know about that. I mean, from a personal standpoint, I get it. With his salary and expectation, yeah. I understand what he's saying. Hey. But I don't know about being embarrassed, Mike. Nobody's hitting.
I like the fact, other than, you know, maybe some fans who hit us up on the text line or Twitter want somebody to go, this is effing unacceptable. I remember I always wanted Matt Ryan to say that, never said it, you know. You know, just own it and throw a nutty like Chris Farley. Like, I'm telling you right now, we're going to turn this thing around. But that's like, that's about as you know, as real as it gets for a guy like Austin Riley, who's he's a good old country boy from Mississippi, and he's not going to get crazy. But he just said, man, this is freaking embarrassing. We're pros. We just got humiliated. We're the worst team in Major League Baseball. And I love him saying that.
I do, too. 404-726-0929. And I just think 7 games in, you're being a little bit hard. Like, if Austin Riley was in an 0-for-40 slump or something like that, okay, I get it. That's not this. He's not been hitting. I get it. Runners in scoring position. He feels like he's got to be a guy that comes through. And I hope he is. But that's his history, right? We know, as we like to say, what his back of his baseball card says, he's going to be a guy. Can I hear Snit talking about how tough this is on the guys? And, like, even though the fans, us, are feeling some kind of way that, you know, they know it more than we do.
You know, we have yet to play the complete game. And you know, we scored a few runs. You know, have potential for a lot more, really. And, you know, yeah, you know, but we got to play 27 outs, and we're having a hard time getting that done. I don't wish this on anybody.
Nope. And as we said, the worst in baseball, runners in scoring position. We talked about every game, every loss is a new sort of benchmark. We're going to be getting back.
Come on,
we're getting back to the point now where, like, the Braves team's in Boston, and there wasn't even a radio for a play-by-play.
True,
it hadn't been invented yet.
Radio? So, what is that?
You know, so. you'd have to read the sports pages. See what those bean eaters did last night. But yeah, so it's brutal. But you know, it all starts tomorrow, and you know, you hope that you catch some kind of juice, and then we can all laugh ha 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 about the worst start in history. 21 was about as bad as it gets with the Marcel, you know, I should say with the Ronald Acuña injury. You know, we had all the different things. Remember 1 year with Ozuna with the suspension. Oh, We've gone through some stuff with this team. So this year, somebody hit me up on Twitter yesterday and said, "You think the Profar thing?" I don't know if they ever, you know, how much they knew about Profar, or did the team already know that the other shoe was going to drop with Profar when they left camp? I don't know.
I don't either. Maybe, and maybe that.
But that's still no excuse for what you do. So you're telling me you're at the dish, you're thinking about some guy. Come on. No. It's what you do up there.
No, Snit, it's not. Mike, one positive we got to mention. 6 o'clock hour straight ahead, our conversation with D. Orlando Ledbetter talking about the Falcons, his experience at NFL annual meetings that went on down there in Florida. Nick Allen, man. Nick Allen is a positive.
Yes. And again, you know me. I've loved to hate. Yeah, maybe I love to hate Arcia. I'm not a fan of Arcia's game. But if this guy, if he can keep it going for the Braves, that's one positive from this road trip.
Yeah, man. I just, you know, you're looking at, and I know we weren't paying attention, I say most of us, in the spring. But the kid hit 359 in 43 plate appearances in spring. So he was raking. And here's what we didn't know. I'm talking about Braves Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Braves country. Outplayed Arcia. Okay?
Yeah. And he's batting 364 in the three games he's gotten to play so far.
So you outplayed him in spring, and now you're getting some time. And then, Mike, last night, 2-for-4, stolen base. He's doing some stuff.
He reminds me of, like, the nerdy guy in Bull Durham. Remember the guy?
Oh, wow, that's funny.
You know the one who falls in love with
that's funny.
Would you take my testimony? But anyway, I don't know that. But no, Nick Allen, he's just one positive. We got a plucky dude, a guy who's bounced around, who's 26 and is actually doing something right now.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, whatever's going to help, it doesn't matter. Swelly on the hill tomorrow, Turtle. Swelly? Schwellenbach. tomorrow. And let's hope that in that home opener. Speaking of that he'll be great. In the home opener, Mike, speaking of it, we're going to be at Murph's tomorrow, by the way. Want to remind you guys.
Very special. I don't want to spill the beans. You'll hear it on the show promo tomorrow. But we have some special guests because tomorrow is April 4th, which means 404 day here in the A.
Yeah.
So some guys that have ties to Atlanta sports heritage. I think you're really going to enjoy the conversations.
No doubt. And by the way, Murph's in the Cobb Galleria. All right. As we'll be out there from 2 to 7 leading up to the first pitch. It's brought to you by Verizon and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free, and by Racetrack. Whatever gets you going, that's Friday, 2 to 7 at Murph's on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we got a lot more to dive into here. It's been a busy, busy day here on the show. Hawks lose last night. We talk about the Braves, and that's another thing, Mike. You were like, hey, Hawks are going to win. Braves are going to win, and then neither one of them
won. Yeah, I posted on Twitter today. It's like between the Hawks and the Braves in the stock market, it's like, good God, you know, make it a double.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.